This broadcast is a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Good evening and welcome to Chartiers Valley High School. Tonight, WJPA Sports and the WJPA Sports Network present the WPIALAA Individual Wrestling Championships. Hi, I'm Mark Uriah along with Greg Smith, and our WJPA Sports Network producer in our downtown Washington studios is Jacob Knisner. Tonight's wrestling action is brought to you by Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. JD Enterprises, they haul what you can't. 10 Mile, experienced, proven, and highly qualified contractor since 2007. Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. Sarah's Candy, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. Bentleyville Giant Eagle, open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week. Attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300. And the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, Main Street in Hickory, and online, dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years. We'll take a look at the format, how things are going to run, not only tonight, but tomorrow as well, when we come back to the WPIALAA Individual Wrestling Championships in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Visit www.upmchealthplan.com for more information.
McAdoo's Towing and Crane has been family-owned and operated since 1965. They offer 24-hour towing, recovery, and hauling service for all size vehicles. And with a 15-crane fleet, McAdoo's can handle those situations where you just need a lift. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300. Nobody wants to be involved in an accident or breakdown on the road, but if it happens to you, call the local company that cares. McAdoo's Towing and Crane has been family-owned and operated since 1965. They offer 24-hour towing, recovery, and hauling service for all size vehicles. And with a 15-crane fleet, McAdoo's can handle those situations where you just need a lift. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Back here at Chartiers Valley, Mark Uriah and Greg Smith. Just a note, four mats here in the main gym and two mats in the auxiliary gym. And it's a little confusing as far as how this is going to work. There are 18 wrestlers in the bracket, with the exception of where we have had scratches. So the pigtail bouts and the round of 16 for the first four weight classes, 107, 114, 121, and 127, are all going to be wrestled in the auxiliary gym. So here in the main gym, on the four mats here in the main gym, we are going to start at 133 pounds. And we will do our best to get you the scores from what's going on in the auxiliary gym. All the quarterfinals, which are going to be wrestled tonight, will be wrestled here in the main gym. And then when we go to first round consolations, when the quarterfinals start, the first round consolations are going to start in the auxiliary gym and then eventually move in here as well. So it's going to be a little confusing for us in terms of keeping up with the action. We'll do the best we can and hope you bear with us, and then we're back tomorrow to start things again for to try to get you tomorrow's schedule while we're at it here, because it's going to be a full day of action tomorrow. And with that schedule tomorrow, we're going to start. We'll be on the air at 9:20. We'll start at 9:30 with consolation action, and then 9:50, 10 o'clock will be actually start of the semifinals, and then come back at 3:20 for a 3:30 start for the championship outs, along with the third, fifth, and seventh place matches. The top eight in each weight class move on to next week's Southwest Regional at Altoona.
Yeah, what a great opportunity here for these wrestlers, both this evening and tomorrow. Unfortunately, some wrestlers will end their season here tonight, and others will extend on to tomorrow. But yeah, I mean, just a full day of wrestling, like you said. I'm looking forward to just seeing sort of the evolution from that sectional round. I think there were some results there that maybe didn't surprise us, but maybe a few that did, and I think it's a great opportunity now for these wrestlers to take stock sort of in the larger District 10 and District 7, I should say, and see where it goes from there.
Yeah, and just a note, again, in the brackets that have 18 wrestlers, that means there are two pigtail bouts in each weight class. The wrestlers who lose in those two pigtail bouts are eliminated. It is double elimination from the round of 16. So you got to win your pigtail bout, or else your season is over.
Yeah, and I don't know, having firsthand experience of being in that pigtail bout, the urgency of these warm-ups and making sure that you put your best foot forward in that first match is critically important. So good luck to all these wrestlers. Again, it's oftentimes hard, especially those lighter weights, again, being one myself, to sort of get yourself ready and in that mindset right away, but they're going to need to keep their season alive.
A reminder, we have high school basketball playoff action tonight, a doubleheader over on 95.3 FM at 5:45. It is going to be a 5A girls quarterfinal, Trinity and South Fayette, and what a game that should be. A couple of big-time rivals, section rivals. And then that game's at Peters Township, and that will be followed by another game at Peters Township. That will be 2A boys, Fort Cherry and Bishop Canavan. I saw Bishop Canavan earlier this week, and they have a fine team, so that should be a really good game with Fort Cherry there as well. Tomorrow we are going to have AAA Southern Sectional Wrestling. That's going to be internet only, and it starts at 9:20 tomorrow morning. That is from South Fayette. All the AAA teams that you're used to hearing us broadcast, Trinity, Canada McMillan, and so on and so forth, Peters Township, Waynesburg, and many others. Again, that section, sections 5 and 6 technically combined for what they call the Southern Sectional. That will begin at 9:30. We'll be on the air at 9:20, and they're going to run the same format that they ran last week in the AA. They're going to wrestle straight through until those consolation semis are over. Once the consolation semifinal round is over, they will wait 30 minutes and then come back with the championship and third and fifth place bouts. So just keep that in mind for tomorrow's action if you're listening for AAA. Again, that is internet only here at WJPA.com. Should be just about ready to get going here. Again, first four weight classes, at least as far as the two pigtail bouts per weight class and the round of 16. All of that action is going to be in the auxiliary gym. They have two mats down there that they will use. So we're going to, for the pigtails and round of 16, what we'll call for you here from the main gym is going to be at 133 pounds on up. We'll get started with wrestling here, WWPIAO Individual Championships, when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network right after this.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Just about ready to begin AA WPIAL Individual Wrestling Championship action here from Chartiers Valley. Again, we're in the main gym. We're going to start at 133 pounds. Again, except where there are scratches, and there were a few. Except where there are scratches, there will be two pigtail bouts per weight class, and then we'll move right into the round of 16, which again, here in the main gym, will be from 133 pounds on up. When we get to the quarterfinals, all quarterfinal matches will be wrestled here in the main gymnasium. Wrestlers getting ready to go. Officials out on each mat. Bartner, I hope that you can see that scoreboard over there on mat four, because they've got two of those portable scoreboards right next to each other. And
they did me no favors there. They're sort of stacked on top of each other. I really just need them to move mat four scoreboard just to my right.
Probably a couple of feet.
A few feet is all we needed. But
we're underway on mat one. Again, this is a pigtail or preliminary bout, 133 pounds. Austin Maruk of Chartiers Houston, Xander Nuttall of Derry, just underway. Mat two, also at 133 pounds. Caden Millward of Freedom against Angelo Emilio of North Catholic.
On mat four, just getting underway at 139 pounds, Ben Linderman of Valley and Caleb Kissow of Southmoreland. They're just underway on their feet, 10 seconds in.
Still scoreless on both mats one and two. On two, Millward of Freedom and Emilio of North Catholic, each on the other's leg right now. We've had a takedown for Maruk of Chartiers Houston, so he leads Nuttall of Derry 2-0.
Kissow and Linderman out of bounds. Just 27 seconds in, back up to their feet.
Maruk of Chartiers Houston, Nuttall of Derry out of bounds. 105 to go in there first. They come back into the center. Maruk of Chartiers Houston with a 2-0 lead. Nuttall up on his feet. Maruk trips him back to the mat, drops on that right leg. He's down on the ankle.
Mat three about to get underway, looking for our Fort Cherry participant, Chase Rush of Fort Cherry. Here he comes onto the mat. He'll be taking on Jacob Snyder of Indiana at 145 pounds.
Still scoreless on mat two, Millward of Freedom and Emilio of North Catholic. Down to 40 seconds left in the first for Maruk of Chartiers Houston. Tried to bar the right arm. Nuttall of Derry up to his feet. Maruk going to push him away for an escape. 2-1. Maruk dives in on the legs, but drives Nuttall out of bounds with that shot. 32 seconds remaining in the first period there. Now 2-1 for Maruk of Chartiers Houston. Still scoreless. Millward of Freedom. Emilio of North Catholic. 20 seconds to go in their first period.
Linderman a 2-0 lead. Linderman of Valley leading Kissow of Southmoreland. First period nearing a close there. No score. Rush of Fort Cherry, Snyder of Indiana. They are just underway 30 seconds in, both on their feet.
Mats one and two, both about to come to the end of their first periods. Scoreless after one. Millward of Freedom, Emilio of North Catholic. And Maruk trying to go to a headlock, but time runs out before he can do anything with that. Maruk leads Nuttall of Derry 2-1 at the end of one.
Jazz Rush of Fort Cherry riding in, shot in from Snyder. Rush trying to get around, spinning around for points, unable to hook that leg. In fact, now on his backside, Snyder trying to look for points now from that shot, a minute remaining.
Rook of Chartiers Houston on the bottom to start the second period. Up to his feet, not all of Derry, drops on the left leg and maintains control there.
We have our first final, looks like a fall over on that four. Linderman of Valley, a winner, a first period fall over Caleb Kissow of Southmoreland. As Mark mentioned in the pigtails, that will mean Kissow's day is over.
Millward of Freedom escapes. He leads Emilio of North Catholic 1-0. And Maruk of Chartiers Houston escapes. He leads Nuttall of Derry 3-1.
Still no score under 30 seconds. Rush and Snyder, both of them have had a good shot in. A shot there. Look for a high crotch for Schneider into a sprawl. Now into a sort of a front, or into a carry, I should say. Still no points there between Snyder of Indiana, Rush of Fort Cherry.
2 minutes time of that fall for Linderman. Looks like a takedown on mat two for Emilio of North Catholic. 2-1 lead, 50 seconds to go in the second against Millward of Freedom, although Millward now has just reversed Emilio. So Millward leads 3-2, 40 seconds to go in the second period. Maruk of Chartiers Houston still 3-1, still neutral with Nuttall of Derry. They're on their feet, 45 seconds to go in the second.
Second period underway. Rush and escape for Fort Cherry. He leads 1-0. New match over on mat 4, 152 pounds. Logan Rainier of McGuffey trailing now to Ryan Long of Valley. Long with a 2-0 lead early in the first there.
Maruk of Chartiers Houston has just been taken down. Now he rolls. Still on the bottom in a 3-3 tie now. 10 seconds to go in the period. Nuttall of Derry steps to the side, cranks the arm across the chest, and trying to leverage Maruk over to his back. And he's going to get near fall points. Nuttall of Derry will at the buzzer. And Nuttall of Derry leads now 6-3 after two periods.
Ryan Long of Valley looking for near fall points. He's got a few racked up. He's got Rainier in a near side cradle looking to finish that match with about 30 seconds left. Rainier doing a nice job fighting off. Russia Fort Cherry now trailing 2-1 to Jacob Snyder. Snyder with a takedown in the second period after an early escape from Rush.
Rook of Chartiers Houston neutral with Nuttall of Derry, and that's Nuttall with an escape to go up 7-3 early in the third. And Emilio early in the third now with a 4-3 lead on Millward of Freedom. Those two out of bounds. Minute 15 remaining in the third.
Rainier of McGuffey able to fight off his back. Gives up three near fall points. He'll be trailing 5-0 to Ryan Long of Valley.
Maruk of Chartiers Houston taken to his back with a headlock by Nuttall of Derry. A lot of time left in the third period. Maruk very close to being pinned. Gets that right shoulder up now. And just had a reversal for Millward of Freedom. So he's now up 5-4 as he and Emilio go back and forth. But Austin Maruk of Chartiers Houston in trouble, and the fall will come at 4 minutes and 50 seconds for Xander Nuttall of Derry. 4:50 time of the fall over Maruk of Chartiers Houston.
Chaz Rush of Fort Cherry trailing 4-2. Gave up a late takedown. He had gotten a second escape to tie it at 2, but a takedown of Snyder. Snyder of Indiana leads 4-2 over Rush of Fort Cherry. Third period underway. Snyder will start on bottom. Logan Rainier of McGuffey still trailing 5-0 to Ryan Long of Valley. Second period there.
Emilio and Millward just keep trading reversals. Millward has gotten the latest one with 18 seconds to go. That one stopped on a potentially dangerous call, but Millward of Freedom leads 7-6. Again, this is a pigtail round action or preliminaries, two bouts per weight class. Then we'll move right into the round of 16, first four weight classes in the auxiliary gym. So let's see what happens here with Millward and Emilio. Final 14 seconds. Millward of Freedom riding as they restart. He has a 7-6 lead. Time about to run out. And it's going to be a 7-6 win for Caden Millward of Freedom at 133 pounds.
Ryan Long of Valley with an escape with just 45 seconds remaining in that second period. He leads Logan Rainier of McGuffey 6-0. Rush of four, Cherry now trailing 7-2 to Jacob Snyder of Indiana. Snyder with an escape and then a takedown, so he leads under a minute there. Rush of four, Cherry again trailing 7-2.
Ronald Cusato of Southside area takes down Levi Yater of West Green. They go out of bounds 58 seconds in. Yater was in on a single but couldn't finish it. And Cusato drove into him and took him down and out of bounds. 139 pounds on mat two. Braden Reynolds of Freedom. Scott Huffmeyer of North Catholic. Another Freedom North Catholic matchup there. And Reynolds of Freedom with the opening takedown. They're out of bounds.
Rush of four, Cherry with a takedown. Cuts it now to 7-4. He trails. Snyder just 15 seconds. Rush looking for a cradle from the standing position. Going to let Snyder go. Under 10 seconds left, and it looks like Jacob Snyder of Indiana will be a winner 8-4 over Chaz Rush of Fort Cherry. Rush's day is done at 145 pounds. Snyder a winner 8-4.
Sit and turn by Yater and almost had his shoulders chinned back. And now Yater turned over to his back by Cusato of Southside. That's at 145 pounds. 2-0 for Cusato, but he's got three near fall points. There they are, so he's up 5-0 late in the first. And now 2-1 as Huffmeyer of North Catholic escapes against Reynolds of Freedom. They're on their feet with just under a minute left in the first.
Long of Valley leading 10-0 over Rainier of McGuffey. That just over a minute to go in the first period, or third period, I should say. On that three underway, Angelo Valeriano of Avonworth and Grant Hathaway of Jefferson Morgan underway. No score there.
Yater of West Green starts the second period on the bottom, trailing 5-0 to Cusato of Southside. And still 2-1 on mat 2. Reynolds of Freedom leading Huffmeyer of North Catholic. They're on their feet late in the first.
Long of Valley extends his lead now to 13-0 over Rainier of McGuffey. That match under 30 seconds to go looks like Long is going to get some more near fall points, and so perhaps a technical fall coming. Still no score. Valeriano of Avonworth and Hathaway of Jefferson Morgan. Under a minute to go first period there. Looks like over on mat 5 in the auxiliary gym, Noah Leininger of Burgettstown leading 6-3 over Camden Bruce of Freedom. That match is in the second period right now. Leininger of Burgettstown leading. A takedown for Hathaway of Jefferson Morgan at 152 pounds on Valeriano of Avonworth. He now leads 2-0. Final on mat 4 at 152 pounds. It's going to be Ryan Long of Valley, a 13-0 decision over Logan Rainier. So Long advances.
I'm sorry, score again there?
13-0.
Thank you. Reversal for Cusato of Southside in the second period. So he now leads Yater of West Green 7-0. Yater just gets up and out, so it's now 7-1. 33 seconds to go in the second. Second period, 139 pounds on mat 2. Reynolds of Freedom on the bottom, leading 2-1 over Huffmeyer of North Catholic. Reynolds turns in, grabs around the waist, and he's going to pick up a reversal and go up 4-1 in the second with a minute 23 to go.
Second period underway. Grant Hathaway of Jefferson Morgan leading now 3-0 after an escape here early in the period. He leads Valeriano of Avonworth. Underway on mat 4 at 172 pounds. Noah Lehue of Best Center. No score against Logan Glock of Hampton. Lehue and Glock at 172 pounds. No score.
9-1 at the end of two for Cusato of Southside. And he'll be on the bottom against Yater of West Green to start the third. 4-1 and back points coming to Braden Reynolds of Freedom after that reversal. He had the left arm barred, but he lost it. Now he'll get the two near fall points. That'll put him up 6-1.
Another takedown for Hathaway of Jefferson Morgan. He now leads 5-0. Just over a minute remaining second period. Still no score between Lakeview of Best Center and Glock of Hampton. That 172-pound match, just under a minute, first period. Hathaway trying to work a half Nelson, trading off the wrist and the half Nelson on each side. Two-point takedown for Noah Lehue of Best Center. He leads 2-0.
Cusato of Southside at 145 pounds, just under a minute to go. Riding and leading Yater of West Green now 9-1.
Valeriano of Avonworth hit with a stalling call as Hathaway continues to pound from the top position. Just about 10 seconds remaining, second period there. Lehue of Best Center, similarly riding well. First period is going to come to a close on mat four. Noah Lehue of Best Center, a 2-0 lead. Second period comes to an end between Hathaway and Valeriano. Hathaway leading 5-0.
Just to correct myself, Yater of West Green is riding on Cusato, but Cusato has the 9-1 lead. They're down to just 33 seconds remaining. And early in the third now, 139 pounds on mat two, Reynolds of Freedom has just been reversed by Huffmeyer of North Catholic. So Reynolds leads 6-3. And it looks like we're going to get a blood timeout to stop action there early in the third period. Tilt attempt for Yater of West Green, not able to turn Cusato over, and time about to run out in that bout at 145 pounds. And it's going to be a 9-1 final. That's at 145 pounds. Pigtail at 145. Cusato of Southside area, 9-1 over Yater of West Green.
Quite a match. We don't have it in front of us, but Noah Leininger of Burgettstown leading 14-12 over Camden Bruce of Freedom. Looks like that one's going to come to an end based on flow. It looks like Noah Leininger of Burgettstown at 114 pounds, a 14-12 decision over Camden Bruce of Freedom. Nice win for Leininger in the pigtail to get himself into the quarter, end of the round of 16, I should say. Hathaway still leading 5-0 over Valeriano of Avonworth. That match under a minute to go, third period. Second period halfway through, Noah Lehue of Best Center still leading 2-0 over Logan Glock of Hampton.
160 pounds, mat one, just underway. Moses Pinkovich of Southside area. Ethan Miller of Greensburg, Salem. Scoreless there, 30 seconds in. Little over a minute to go on mat two. Reynolds of Freedom, Huffmeyer of North Catholic. Reynolds riding and leading there, 8-3. And we've had a takedown for Pinkovich of Southside. Takes the early lead against Miller of Greensburg, Salem on mat one.
Hathaway continuing to ride very strongly, trying to work a wing there, but is happy. He leads 7-0, just 10 seconds remaining in the third period. A stalling point now awarded to Hathaway. So he now leads 8-0, and it looks like Grant Hathaway of Jefferson Morgan will be victorious at 152 pounds, an 8-0 major decision over Angelo Valeriano of Avonworth. So Hathaway advancing. Lehue of Best Center gives up an escape to Glock of Hampton. Second period over there, Noah Lehue of Best Center leading 2-1.
Reynolds of Freedom has Huffmeyer. Reynolds of Freedom has Huffmeyer of North Catholic on his back. 17 seconds to go in the third period. Huffmeyer will get off his back and also get a reversal, so it's going to be 11-6 as that one nears a final at 139 pounds on mat two. It is an 11-6 final for Reynolds of Freedom.
Underway on mat three, Ethan Kenny of Southmoreland is at 172 pounds, and Trey Dunlap of Quaker Valley. Both wrestlers, shot attempt out of bounds. They'll go just 25 seconds in. Lehue of Best Center with a third period takedown. He leads 4-1 over Glock of Hampton. Lehue at 172 pounds.
Ethan Miller of Greensburg-Salem with, after giving up the opening takedown, got an escape and a takedown. He leads 3-2 late in the first against Pinkovich of Southside. That's at 160 pounds. Also coming up at 160 on mat two, Carmine Battaglia of Beaver County Christian against Dominic Willis of Laurel. They're just underway. And it's going to be 3-2 at the end of one for Miller of Greensburg-Salem on mat one.
Still no score. Dunlap and Kenny, 172 pounds, about a minute into that one. Lakeview of Best Center continuing to ride. We're under 40 seconds in that match. Lakeview leading 4-1. Now it looks like he might have some near fall points as he's got Glock on a tilt. Looks like he had him there for a second. Official doesn't get down in time to award, but he's going to get at least three near fall points. It looks for me like he's got the fall, and he does. Noah Lakeview at 536. A fall, no Lakeview at 172 pounds, 536 the fall over, that was Glock of Hampton.
Escape for Ethan Miller of Greensburg-Salem to start the second period. Now leads Pinkovich of Southside 4-2. They're on their feet, still scoreless, 50 seconds in at 160 pounds on mat two. Battaglia of Beaver County Christian, Willis of Laurel. Trying to spin behind, and doing so is Miller of Greensburg-Salem. He's going to get a takedown, go up 6-2 with under a minute and a half to go in the second against Pinkovich of Southside. And we get a takedown for Willis of Laurel. He leads Battaglia of Beaver County Christian 2-0. That one with 43 seconds to go in the first. And now around the head is Willis. He's going to take Battaglia over to his back and get the fall in 1 minute and 23 seconds. That's at 160 pounds, 123 time of the fall for Willis of Laurel over Battaglia of Beaver County Christian.
Ethan Kenny of Southmoreland leading 2-1 as he enters the second period against Trey Dunlap of Quaker Valley. That's at 172 pounds. At 189 pounds, we have Evan Tweedle of Elwood City. He leads 4-3 over Michael Bonnerfind of South Allegheny. That match just a minute into the first period there.
From the auxiliary gym at 114 pounds, Super of Highlands 5-1 over Vander. Boy, that's going to be a tough one. Vander Covering of Blackhawk. Excuse me if I did not get that right, but Super of Highlands, the winner, 5-1.
Speaking of that, Matt Six underway, 127 pounds. Nate Harrison of Fort Cherry, he leads 2-0 over Salvatore Barbarino of Highland. So Harrison of Fort Cherry, a 2-0 lead there. Kenny of Southmoreland relinquishes his lead. He now trails Trey Dunlap of Quaker Valley 3-2. Dunlap with a reversal in the second period. Tweedle of Elwood City still leading Bonnerfind of South Allegheny 4-3. That match nearing the end of the first period.
Back to mat one. Second period about to end. Ethan Miller of Greensburg-Salem with a 7-2 lead over Moses Pinkovich of Southside. Mat two, 215 pounds. Nathan Chandler of Elwood City, 2-0 lead over Lucian Williams of Southside. And we are going to get a stoppage there for Williams at Southside. A blood time at the end of, I believe that's at the end of one period. No, I'm sorry. The period still has a minute 27 to go. We also have blood time on mat one for Ethan Miller of Greensburg-Salem.
Kenny of Southmoreland still trailing 3-2. They go out of bounds, 28 seconds remaining in the second period there. Kenny in the down position trying to either get an escape or a reversal, but nothing doing there. Still 4-3, Tweedle of Elwood City leading Bonnerfind of South Allegheny 4-3. That match early in the second period. Now it looks like Bonnerfind of South Allegheny with a chance to wrench over Tweedle for some near fall points. Looks like he's got it there. Sorry if I missed that name up, but Michael Bonnerfind of South Allegheny, 189 pounds, a winner. A fall at 237 over Evan Tweedle of Elwood City.
Also from the auxiliary gym, 121 pounds, Henley of Freedom fall over Wibble of Ligonier Valley in 3 minutes and 42 seconds. It's 121 pounds. Henley of Freedom by fall at 342. And just one pigtail bout at 127 over in the auxiliary gym. Back into action on both mats 1 and 2. On mat 1, 7. We've just had a takedown. 7-4 with a minute and a half to go in the third period. Takedown for Pinkovich of Southside. He trails Miller of Greensburg-Salem again 7-4. Mat 2, 59 seconds to go in the first. Chandler of Elwood City leading Williams of Southside 2-0.
Kenny of Southmoreland has reclaimed the lead. He now leads 4-3 over Dunlap of Quaker Valley. Minute and a half remaining third period there. Trying to hang on. It looks like Dunlap trying to come out the other side. Kenny in a precarious position trying to roll through and keep his hips up. But he still leads 4-3 underway on mat 4, 285-pound. Gabe Paredes of North Catholic, Jacob Hobbitel of Montour, no score there. First period. Dunlap of Quaker Valley now with a reversal. He leads 5-4, 1 minute remaining, third period. It's at 172 pounds.
Also a reversal for Williams of Southside, and now an escape for Chandler of Elwood City. Chandler leads 3-2. They've just come to the end of their first period. That's at 215 pounds. 29 seconds to go in the third on mat 1, 8-4. Miller of Greensburg-Salem, after escaping, is neutral with Pinkovich of Southside. Again, only 28 seconds to go in that third period, so we'll keep an eye on that finish. Nice fireman's attempt there for Miller. He'll try to finish it off. If he can pop his head free, and he does, he gets the takedown. That makes it 10-4. He may get the fall as well, and he will, as he just turned Pinkovich over to his back. So the fall comes at 5:49 for Ethan Miller of Greensburg-Salem.
First period over, 285 on mat 4. Halbittel of Montour, Paredes of North Catholic, no score after one. Blood time being tended to is Ethan Kenny of Southmoreland. He trails 5-4 to Dunlap of Quaker Valley. That match is 55 seconds remaining in the match.
They're already into the round of 16 over in the auxiliary gym.
Yep.
The last pigtail result there was at 127 pounds. A fall in 3 minutes and 42 seconds for Harrison of Fort Cherry over Barbarino of Highlands. That's Harrison at 342. And I believe we had a fall, and I will see if I can get that for you in that 215-pound bout.
Kenny of Southmoreland with an escape, and now he's in on a double leg. Gets a takedown, two-point takedown. Ethan Kenny of Southmoreland, line leading 7-5. He's got Dunlap stuck. He's got near fall points. Kenny going to look for the fall. He was down 5-4 just a minute ago. He'll now lead 10-5 if he doesn't get the fall here right on the boundary line, trying to keep his feet in. Dunlap going to turn back over to his stomach, but three near fall points. And Ethan Kenny of Southmoreland with 20 seconds remaining now leads 10-5. What a big point swing there. Over on mat 4, it looks like Gabe Paredes of North Catholic. He was going to pick up. He's very close to the fall. He's got it there. Paredes at 285 with a fall at 315. Gabe Paredes of North Catholic, a winner. Again, Kenny at 172 of Southmoreland, a 10-5 lead now. Under 10 seconds, Dunlap tries a roll just to try anything. Kenny able to negate that, and Ethan Kenny will in fact pick up a few more near fall points. Ethan Kenny of Southmoreland, 172 pounds, a 12-5 decision over Trey Dunlap of Quaker Valley.
Also a final at 215 pounds. It was a fall. Williams of Southside, 2 minutes and 51 seconds over Chandler of Elwood City. That's Williams of Southside, fall at 251 at 215 pounds. So we should have a couple of 285-pound bouts, and we're already into the round of 16 on mats, at least on mat 2.
Yeah, Matt, that the 285 match you speak of, the other pigtail here, Hank Berner of Hopewell, Cash Allshaus of Indiana. Berner with a quick takedown. He leads 2-0.
Yeah, Matt won 189. Jackson Higgins of Indiana. James Trahar of Blackhawk, 7-2 for Higgins. They're in the first period with 15 seconds to go. Matt 2, we are in the round of 16 at 133 pounds, and that's Carter Putt of Indiana, Garrett Newman of McGuffey, 2-0 lead for Putt of Indiana. Again, everything for the round of 16 and the pigtails for the first four weight classes, 107 through 121, or I should say through 127, are all in the auxiliary gym, so we'll try to keep you up to date on those results. 9-2 lead for Higgins of Indiana at the end of one over Trehar of Blackhawk. 2-0 at the end of one, Putt of Indiana, the number four seed, leading Garrett Newman of McGuffey.
Cash Allshaus of Indiana with a reversal. He has tied at 2-2 with Hank Berner of Hopewell. This is at 285 pounds on mat four, first period nearing an end. This is the round of 16. Anthony Orlandini of Montour, he leads 2-0 over Josu Martinez of Valley.
Higgins of Indiana now up 11-2, just picked up a reversal on Trehar of Blackhawk. That's at 189. That is a pigtail. Minute 31 to go, second period for Newman of McGuffey. He is neutral with Putt of Indiana in the second period. It's still 2-0 there for Putt.
We have a fall at 285. It's going to be Berner of Hopewell, a fall at 149. Berner of Hopewell, a winner. That's in the other pigtail match, fall at 149.
Takedown for Carter Putt of Indiana, now leading 4-0 over McGuffey's Garrett Newman. A little over a minute to go, second period.
Orlandini of Montour leading 4-0 over Martinez of Valley. They are now into the second period, underway on mat three. Vincent Boris of Hopewell and Dustin Kerr of Hampton underway.
Newman of McGuffey on his knees, unable to get out so far after being taken down in the second by Putt of Indiana. Newman trying to reach back and switch, but cannot get a hold of the leg. And a two-on-one tilt by Putt, but they roll through that. Newman ends up back on his stomach. 30 seconds to go in the second period. Higgins of Indiana still leading Trehar of Blackhawk 11-2. That's a pigtail at 189. 25 seconds to go, second period. Putt of Indiana trying to bar the left arm on Newman of McGuffey. He's got it in, trying to work it in a little deeper. Only 10 seconds to go in the period. And time will run out to end the second. Newman of McGuffey trailing 4-0 after two.
Orlandini of Montour has extended his lead to 8-0 over Martinez of Valley, 133 pounds, second period, about halfway through. 2-point takedown for Kerr of Hampton. He leads Boris of Hopewell 2-0. Orlandini's got some more near fall points, and he's got the fall. Anthony Orlandini of Montour, a fall at 3 minutes and 30 seconds at 133 pounds.
I'm sorry, time for Orlandini again?
3:30.
Garrett Newman of McGuffey started the third on top, but we got an escape for Putt, and now those two out of bounds with a minute and a half to go, 5-0 for Putt of Indiana. After two, pick two at 189, Higgins of Indiana leads Trehar of Blackhawk 13-4. They'll start the third on their feet.
We have another fall at 133 pounds. Dustin Kerr of Hampton, a winner, a fall at 133 over Vincent Boris of Hopewell. Kerr, a fall at 133. In the 133-pound weight class.
Takedown for Putt of Indiana leads Newman of McGuffey now 7-0. Just had a fall in 4 minutes and 20 seconds in the pigtail at 189. 4:20 time of the fall for Jackson Higgins of Indiana over James Trehar of Blackhawk.
With all due respect to our 45-minute rule, Xander Nuttall, who was a winner in the pigtail match, already back out for his round of 16 match. Again, Jack Cazales, the number one seed of Quaker Valley. Cazales with an ankle pick there two-point takedown. He leads 2-0. Underway on that for Jake Stewart of Burrell. Underway against Caleb Patton of Wash High.
And that's when we get to, as we are now in the round of 16, this is when things really go fast.
Yep.
And it's, you know, you get a lot of falls. And, again, we'll do our best to keep up with
we'll
it here
try.
For you. Garrett Newman of McGuffey on the bottom, still trailing 7-0 to Carter Putt of Indiana. 40 seconds to go in the third period. Seth Burns of West Green, Garen McDonald of Central Valley at 133, and the round of 16 just underway on mat one.
Patton and Stewart, still no score. Patton in on a shot. Stewart trying to bring his hips up. Patton in pretty deep, though. A lot of hand fighting there. Cazales of Quaker Valley having his way. He leads 8-3 right now over Nuttall of Derry. He's got a nearside cradle, does Cazales. Steps over there. We're going to have probably a likely fall here.
Just 6 seconds to go for Newman of McGuffey. And he is going to drop a 7-0 decision to Carter Putt of Indiana. 7-0 Putt of Indiana over Newman of McGuffey.
Cazales with a fall at 129 of Quaker Valley, a winner over Nuttall of Derry. And we've got, it looks like, injury time on Patton of Wash High against Stewart of Burrell. Patton in that match, however, leading 2-0.
Tucker Main of McGuffey in the auxiliary gym, a winner by fall in 54 seconds at 107 pounds, a fall over Shim of Hampton. So Main into the quarterfinals.
On mat three underway, Parker Senepal of Burgettstown. He leads 2-0 over Caden Millward of Freedom. Senepal, quick takedown in the first 30 seconds.
Mat 1, 133 pounds. Garen McDonald of Central Valley. He's riding and leading Seth Burns of McGuffey 4-2. And this is all round of 16 now. All four mats here in the main gym at 133 pounds. Mat 2, Tyler Clark of Frazier. Mason Nespinski of South Allegheny. 4-0 for Clark of Frazier as he rides. And we'll try to concentrate on Senepal of Washington and Patton,
yep.
I should say Senepal of Burgettstown, Patton of Washington on mats
3 and 4. Yeah, Senepal there with a nice tilt, picked up 3 near fall points, 40 seconds remaining in his first period. He leads 5-0 now. That is Senepal leading Millward. And on mat 4, as Mark alluded to, Caleb Patton of Wash High leading 2-0 over Jake Stewart of Burrell. That match, about a minute remaining, second period, Stewart riding on top, breaking Patton down, riding really hard with that right boot, working that cross face, trying to work Patton over. Senepal, though, on the other side, a minute 31, a fall. Parker Senepal of Burgettstown, again, fall at 131 over Caden Millward of Freedom. Senepal advances. Stewart still working hard on top on Patton. Patton doing a nice job, though, trying to work his knees up underneath him. He still leads 2-0, second period nearing a close there.
Also had a fall for Tyler Clark of Frazier, 1 minute 45 seconds over Nespinski of South Allegheny. That's Clark of Frazier at 145. Mat 1, McDonald of Central Valley still leading Burns of West Green 7-2. And McDonald in control there, although they're almost in a neutral position. Next bout up on mat 2 at 139, Aiden Burford of Highlands, Dylan Maines of South Allegheny. There's the escape for Burns. So it's 7-3 late in the second period.
Patton able to hold off Stewart from scoring any points. Stewart rode for the entire 2 minutes, but no points were scored. So Caleb Patton of Wash High takes a 2-0 lead into the third period. He will start on top. Quickly up to his feet is Stewart. Nice job from Patton to keep his hips up. Try to cradle there for a second. Nothing doing. Patton able to get at least that left leg in from what I can tell, trying to ride, trying to break Stewart down. Pretty high, though, Stewart trying to come out the back. Up to his feet is Stewart. We'll see if potentially dangerous is called. Patton does a really nice job, though, of breaking those arms down and bringing Stewart back down to his stomach. Caleb Patton, again, still leading 2-0. Minute 20 remaining, third period, over the 7-seed Jake Stewart of Burrell. Underway on mat 3. Quick check-in, Giovanni Waitman of Bell Vernon. This is 139 pounds. He leads 2-0 over Tuscan Blystone of Indiana.
Quickly updating a couple of other bouts. Minute 33 to go, third period. McDonald of Central Valley riding and leading Burns of West Green 7-5. Just under a minute and a half to go in that third period. 139 pounds. Burford of Highlands leads Mains of South Allegheny 2-0. 40 seconds to go in their first.
Yeah, big move. Caleb Patton able to pick up some near fall points. He's not been awarded them yet, but he's got at least two, if not three. I can't quite see what the official has. That match now under 40 seconds. Patton riding Stewart up to his feet. Patton again high, and a stalemate called. Good news, I think, for Patton there. He'll get two near fall points, extends his lead out to 4-0 over Jake Stewart of Burrell.
Burford of Highlands with a fall in a minute and 42 seconds at 139 pounds. Burford of Highlands pins Mains of South Allegheny at 142.
Giovanni Waitman also a winner, fall at 127 over Blystone of Indiana. Patton continuing to ride Stewart in a seated position, trying to turn. It looks like Patton really has him controlled. We're nearing the 10-second mark. Legs still in for Patton. Stewart up to his feet, tries to roll through. He'll get the reversal. Patton happy to give that up, though. He'll cut Patton, try to get around. I don't think they gave him the escape point. Caleb Patton of Wash High, an upset victory at 133 pounds. I can't quite tell if it was 4-2 or 4-3. Flo is telling me 4-2, so they did not give Stewart that escape point. Nevertheless, it does not matter. Caleb Patton, a winner of Wash High at 133 pounds.
Also a final, Garen McDonald of Central Valley, 133 pounds, 7-5. McDonald of Central Valley, 7-5 over Burns of West Green. And we'll have more AAWPIAL wrestling action when we come back in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are to live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Got Gavin Sweek of Burgettstown just underway on mat two. Also want to pass along a result from the auxiliary gym at 107 pounds. Darius Simmons of Burgettstown was a winner by fall in 38 seconds over Taryn Nuttall of Derry. That's Simmons of Burgettstown going to the quarterfinals with a fall in 38 seconds. His teammate Gavin Sweeka with a takedown against Ben Linderman of Valley and then an escape for Linderman to make it 2-1. We have Victor Bonus of McGuffey at 139 pounds wrestling Elim Abzaroff of Montour. They're about minute 20 seconds in. There's no score there. Both the bouts on match 1 and 2 are at 139 pounds. Try to buzz down the results for you at 133 when time permits.
Yeah, one more 139-pound match going on right now. Aiden Mulhirin of Ligonier Valley. He trails Matthew Dana of Quaker Valley 4-1. That match is ending near the first period. And on mat 3 at 145 pounds, Owen Lehue of Knock and Jake Dimert of Quaker Valley. No score. End of the first period there.
Three takedowns for Gavin Sweeka. 34 seconds to go in the first period. He leads 6-2 over Linderman of Valley. And still scoreless. It's going to be scoreless after one between Bonus of McGuffey and Abzaroff of Montour. Bonus wants bottom position for period number two. Sweeka looks like he wants to ride out the first period here against Linderman. Just 10 seconds to go.
Matthew Dana of Quaker Valley, a 4-3 lead over Aiden Mulhern of Ligonier Valley. That match, second period just underway, up to their feet. Looks like Mulhern may get an escape to tie this. He will, and it'll be, Dan will get the escape, 5-3 there. Dimert of Quaker Valley, now a 3-0 lead over Lehue of Knock. This is 145 pounds.
Still one more bout to complete in the auxiliary gym as far as the round of 16 at 107 pounds. So we'll wait till that bout is finished before we run down the results for you. Had an escape for Bonus of McGuffey, got up to his feet, and Abzarov cut him loose. Now Abzarov gets around behind Bonus, picks him up, sets him down, gets the takedown. Abzarov with a 2-1 lead, minute 13 to go in the second. And Suika escapes in the second. He now leads 7-2 against Linderman of Valley. And just like that, Suika takes Linderman down, trying to go to a tilt here. Suika not afraid to go across his own back, but he's not able to get Linderman over just yet. So 9-2 with the takedown for Suika.
Dana of Quaker Valley, another takedown. He leads 7-3. He's got a far side cradle. He's trying to tip over Mulhern. Dimert of Quaker Valley, just his lead cut, now just 3-2 over Lehue of Knock. He'll get an escape point. It'll be 4-2 Dimert.
Suika getting back points. He's got a leg laced, and it's kind of underneath the right arm. I wouldn't really call it a half, but he just used that leverage from getting underneath the arm to get three near fall points. They haven't been awarded yet because Suika now looks like he's, I think, got a short bar there. Now steps to the side, puts Linderman on his back. 45 seconds to go in the period. Suika looking for the fall, and he's going to get it at 3 minutes and 18 seconds. Gavin Suika of Burgettstown, 3-18, a winner by fall over Ben Linderman of Valley.
So impressed with Suika's comfortability, you're right, to just sort of flow back and forth over his back. Nice win for him.
Back to, they've got a scoring issue over on mat one. We've got Bonus was trailing 2-1 after being taken down by Abzarov. And okay, and well, they had 10-2 up there, and all of a sudden it's back to 2-1 for Abzarov. So there was no scoring there, just maybe an itchy trigger finger over at the table.
Dimert of Quaker Valley, this is 145 pounds, still leading 4-2 into the third period. He is over Lehue of Knock. Dana of Quaker Valley has extended his lead 10-3 now over Mulhern of Ligonier Valley. That's, I believe, the last match at 139 we're looking for a result from. No, I take that back, but 10-3 Dana leads.
End of two, Abzarov of Montour leads Bonus of McGuffey. I think Abzarov, yes, he will be on the bottom to start the third period. 145 pounds on mat two. Jameson Poklembo of Mount Pleasant, Ronald Cusato of Southside, 2-0 for Poklembo. They're not yet 30 seconds in, and Poklembo trying to go right into a cradle here. He's got the hands locked, and he's going to take Cusato over to his back. Jameson Poklembo going to get the fall in 37 seconds, the top seed at 145 pounds. Poklembo with the fall again in 37 seconds.
Mulhern of Ligonier Valley able to cut into Dana's lead. It's now 10-5. Trying to work sort of a near side cradle, but really a nice job splitting the legs as Dana really not letting Mulhern do much there. Lehue has cut into Dimert's lead. It's 6-4 Dimert leads over Lehue of Knock, but Lehue going to run out of time. It's going to be Jake Dimert of Quaker Valley, a 6-4 victory at 145 pounds over Owen Lehue of Knock. Again, it looks like Dana now just about 20 seconds remaining in that period. That's 139 pounds with a 10-5 lead. We're going to get a stalling call against Dana. So a point there from Mulhern, 10-6 Dana's lead.
Logan Noyes of Burgettstown underway on mat two. He's been taken down by Gabe Lilly of Elwood City. Back to Victor Bonus of McGuffey. A minute to go in the third period. He is riding, but trailing 2-1. Bonus working out to the left side. Forty-eight seconds to go for Bonus. He's trying to get to a cradle, but does not have the hands locked. And now Abzarov turns in and stands up, gets an escape. Bonus needs a takedown to tie with 38 seconds to go in the third period.
About to get underway on mat three. Keegan Young of Greensburg Salem. Rook Smith of Montour.
Double leg attempt for Bonus. Reaching up over top and hanging onto a foot is Zebzaroff, but Bonus is going to get the takedown. He's going to tie that bout at three with 18 seconds to go. Escape for Noise of Burgettstown. Trails Lily of Elwood City 2-1. They're in the first with 35 seconds left.
On mat four, about to get underway, Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Forward. Justin Obeldoble. Boy, I hope I got that correct. Obeldoble of Hopewell, 139 pounds.
Lily of Elwood City with a cradle in on Noise. He's got a couple of near fall points already. And now at the end of a regulation, Zaroff of Montour trying to get to his feet, sprawls back, and he's going to get one with 1 second to go. It's going to be a 4-3 win for Abzaroff of Montour at 139 pounds. A last-second victory over McGuffey's Victor Bonus.
Boyer with a quick two-point takedown. He'll lead. Obeldoble of Hopewell. Rook Smith of Montour, a 2-0 lead over Keegan Young of Greensburg Salem.
Lily of Elwood City with more near fall points at the end of the first. So he leads Logan Noise of Burgettstown 7-1. Noise on top to start the second period. Next bout up on mat one, 139 pounds. Joseph Longhigh of Mount Pleasant. Ryder Goh of Southside. They're just underway. Let's try to buzz through these results here at 133. Cazales of Quaker Valley fall at 129 over Nuttall of Derry. McDonald of Central Valley 7-5 over Burns of West Green. Kerr of Hampton fall 133 over Boris of Hopewell. Newman of McGuffey, I'm sorry, I wrote that in the wrong place. That was Putt of Indiana, 7-0 over Newman of McGuffey. Orlandini of Montour fall with 330 over Martinez of Valley. Clark of Frazier fall 145 over Nepsinski of South Allegheny. Patton of Washington 4-2 over Stewart of Burrell. And Senepal of Burgettstown fall at 131 over Millward of Freedom.
Smith of Montour leading 5-0 over Young of Greensburg Salem. First period comes to an end there, 145 pounds. Oh, I missed the result. I think Boyer was our winner at 145 pounds, but I cannot, at 139 pounds, I should say, Boyer of Elizabeth Forward a winner. And coming up on mat four at 145 pounds, Owen Ivsik of Bentworth will taking on Gavin Ronisher of Blackhawk.
And I want to see if we had a fall here. No, we did not. There was an illegal hold, I think. Score still shows 7-1 for Lily of Elwood City over Noise of Burgettstown. Noise is on top, but no penalty point has been put up. Looked like I saw the official indicate there was an illegal hold. Longhigh of Mount Pleasant takes go of Southside over to his back. 33 seconds to go in the first. There's the fall for Longhigh of Mount Pleasant in 1 minute and 28 seconds at 139 pounds. 128 time of the fall for Longhigh of Mount Pleasant.
And Owen Ivsik, before I even had a chance to look up, a fall in 46 seconds. Ivsik of Bentworth a winner over Gavin Ronacher of Blackhawk. Ivsik a winner. Rook Smith of Montour, a 12-0 lead over Keegan Young of Greensburg Salem.
Now they, well, it was a reversal for Lily of Elwood City. He leads 9-1 over Noise of Burgettstown. Buck Knight of Hopewell, Doppelhauer of Bell Vernon at 145 underway on mat one. 20 seconds to go in the second for Logan Noise of Burgettstown. On the bottom, now trailing 12-1. And they roll out of bounds with 11 seconds to go in the second period.
Underway on mat four at 152 pounds, Nick Thompson of Beaver and Ben Cotullo of Burrell. No score there. In on a shot is Thompson. Looks like in the auxiliary gym at 114 pounds, Noah Collins of West Green. He has a 7-0 lead over Logan Kensel of Laurel. So Collins of West Green after two periods leading 7-0 there.
Looks like they did catch the 45-minute rule for Braden Reynolds of Freedom. Everybody else at 139 is finished, but Cooper Hornack still waiting for the 45-minute rule for his opponent, Braden Reynolds of Freedom.
Another match at 114 pounds in the auxiliary, Jim Alex Medlin of Best Center. He's trailing Isaac Macaglia of Quaker Valley 2-0. Rook Smith of Montour, a technical fall. This is at 145 pounds. Smith, your winner. Tech falls 17-0 over Keegan Young of Greensburg-Salem. Petullo of Burl, this is at 152 pounds, a 5-0 lead over Nick Thompson of Beaver.
A fall in a minute and 34 seconds, and it came pretty quickly for Cole Doppelhauer of Bell Vernon at 145 pounds over Bauch Knight of Hopewell. Doppelhauer of Bell Vernon by fall at 134.
Noise of Burgettstown gets pinned. Lily, the winner. It was like 4:56 a time.
Yep, that's at 145.
We'll have all consolation bouts later on. Just making sure that everyone.
Catula of Burl near a fall on mat 4 at 152 pounds, but underway on mat 3, as Mark just alluded to, Cooper Hornack of Burl and Braden Reynolds of Freedom. They are underway. Hornack, a quick 2-point takedown. Not wasting any time on Reynolds of Freedom. Might be our fastest ball of the day if Hornack can finish this one out. Nice job from Reynolds to roll off. So just three near fall points. Hornack out to a quick 5-0 lead. Catullo of Burl leads 8-0. End of the first period against Thompson of Beaver.
Very quickly, let's get you the 107-pound results. Baker of Burl falling 45 seconds over Douglas of Beth Center. Looks like we had a fall on mat 4. We'll get that in a minute. Bonai of Central Valley 1-0 over Buzzard of Fort Cherry. Chambers of Highlands fall at 134 over Pool of Albert Gallatin. Simmons of Burgettstown fall 38 seconds over Nutterall of Derry. Main of McGuffey fall 54 seconds over Shim of Hampton. Wagner of North Catholic a fall 259 over Wright of Hopewell. Brewer of Laurel, 10-2 over Braun of Freedom, and Anderchak of Quaker Valley falling 54 seconds over Stabile of Mount Pleasant.
About to get underway on mat 3. I believe these two wrestlers saw each other last week. Rudy Brown of Burgettstown, the number one seed at 152 pounds, and Grant Hathaway of Jefferson Morgan underway. I'm sure if they didn't see each other last week, they've seen each other before.
Mat 1, 152 pounds. Greg Shawless of Mount Pleasant. Danny Brandle of Montour. 2-0 lead there for Shawless. He's got the left arm barred, but no near fall points yet. Mat 2, 145 pounds. Dimitri Valisaris of Avonworth and Callio Zanella of Burl. They're scoreless. They're only 10 seconds in.
Looks like Shawless got a fall there on mat 1.
That would be at 1 minute and 1 second at 152 pounds.
Rudy Brown with a takedown for Burgettstown. 35 seconds into that match against Hathaway of Jefferson Morgan. He leads 2-0. Brown heavy on the back. Now Hathaway up to his feet. Brown able to cradle him into a nearside cradle, and Rudy Brown's got Hathaway stuck. There's the fall for Rudy Brown, 55 seconds at 152 pounds, the top-seeded Brown of Burgettstown, a fall at 55 seconds over Hathaway of Jefferson Morgan.
pounds on mat one. Ryan Cradle of Freedom, Alex Wiley of Riverview, they're scoreless, just about 25 seconds in. Mat 2, Zanella of Burl has taken down Valisaris of Avonworth, leads him 2-0, 40 seconds to go in there first.
Mat 4, Catullo now leads 13-0 over Thompson of Beaver. Underway on mat 3, Sean Hollis of Southmoreland. He trails Alan Danner of Hampton 2-0. Danner with a takedown 30 seconds into that match.
Blood time on mat 1 for Wiley of Riverview. Late first period on mat two. Belisarius of Avonworth has his body up on top of Zanella of Burrow, but Zanella locked on the left leg. He's just going to try to get through the period there, and he will. Zanella leads 2-0 after one.
Thompson of Beaver able to find some points. 13-3 now he trails Cthulhu. A minute and a half remaining third period there. Danner of Hampton still a 2-0 lead over Hollis of Southmoreland. Underway at 121 pounds in the auxiliary gym, Daniel Smith of Burgettstown. He trails 2-0 to Giovanni Beatrice of Derry. That match first period just came to an end.
Update from the auxiliary gym, 114 pounds, Lane Ely of McGuffey, a 4-3 winner over Logan Shriver of Elwood City.
Anthony Mucci of Derry at 114 pounds, leading 15-4 over Noah Leininger of Burgettstown. That match in the second period.
Zanella of Burrow on the bottom to start his second period. That's against Belisarius of Avonworth. They're out of bounds, 40 seconds in. Escape for Cridle of Freedom. That had to be a penalty point because they're still neutral in the first period. Cridle with a 1-0 lead. And now Wiley going to spin behind him to get the takedown to go up 2-1.
Danner of Hampton still leading 2-0 end of the first period against Hollis of Southmoreland. Similarly, third period nearing a close. Cthulhu of Burl still a heavy lead, 18-5 over Thompson of Beaver.
Also from the auxiliary gym, 114 pounds, Jordan Williams of Chartiers Houston, a winner by fall in 53 seconds over Jacob Medich of Hopewell.
Daniel Smith of Burgettstown trailing Beatrice of Derry 6-0 in the aux gym right now. About 40 seconds remain second period there. Drake McClure underway for Bentworth at 114 pounds against Suber of Highlands. That match just underway in the aux gym as well.
Noah Collins of West Green in the aux gym, a winner by fall at 5:03 over Ketzel of Laurel. That's at 114 pounds.
It's going to be a tech fall win at 6 minutes for Ben Cthulhu of Burl at 152 pounds final, 21-5 over Thompson of Beaver. Danner of Hampton still leading Hollis of Southmoreland 2-0.
Cridle of Freedom, Wiley of Riverview 2-2 with Wiley now riding early in the second period.
Underway on mat four, just underway, as I mentioned, 152 pounds, Marcus Ritchie of Quaker Valley taking on William Moore of Laurel. Takedown there for Ritchie. He leads 2-0.
Also missed a fall for Callio Zanella, so let's get that for you at 145 pounds. Zanella, the number two seed. I'm sorry, let me take that back. Zanella was wrestling Belisarius.
Quick update from the aux gym, 121 pounds. Daniel Smith of Burgettstown now trailing Giovanni Beatrice of Derry 10-0 with just a minute and a half remaining third period there. Mason Wright of Best Center, however, a 5-0 lead over Ian Parnell of Quaker Valley. That match in the first period. We have a fall over on mat four. Marcus Ritchie of Quaker Valley, a fall at a minute 14 over William Moore of Laurel. That's at 152 pounds. Ritchie of Quaker Valley, a fall at 114. Second period nearing an end at 152 pounds. Danner of Hampton still leading just 2-0 over Hollis of Southmoreland.
Time of that fall for Zanella of Burrow over Belisarius of Avonworth was 3 minutes and 11 seconds. So right now on mat two, it's Jacob Snyder of Indiana, 145 pounds. He is trailing Mason Horwat of Derry 11-0, only 4 seconds to go in the first period. Still 2-2 late in the second period. Looks like we'll get a stalling call against Kreidel of Freedom. But Kreidel and Wiley of Riverview will go to the third at 152 pounds, tied at two.
Underway on mat four, Kyron Veasley of Highlands. He leads 2-0 over Eli Borsch of Beaver County Christian. Veasley with an early lead there. Up onto their feet, Danner with an escape to start the third period. Danner of Hampton leading 3-0 over Hollis of Southmoreland. Danner's been in control much of this match despite just a 3-0 lead. Veasley now has Borsch stuck on his back, just a minute remaining first period there.
And we get a fall on mat four, and that is going to be at 2 minutes and 28 seconds for Horwat of Derry. That's at 145 pounds. Horwat of Derry by fall.
Danner of Hampton, Hollis of Southmoreland still on their feet. 3-0 the score there. Again, Danner been in control much of this match. Hollis doesn't seem to be pushing the envelope much despite trailing by three. Veasley of Highlands, a 5-0 lead over Borsch of Beaver County Christian. About 25 seconds remaining first period there.
Also from the Ox Gym, Medlin of Beth Center at 114 pounds, 4-2. Over McCaglia of Quaker Valley. And we are complete in that weight class. Drake McClure of Bentworth was a winner by fall in just 35 seconds over Subar of Highlands.
...152-pound match going to come to an end. Alan Danner of Hampton a winner. 3-0 over Sean Hollis of Southmoreland. Danner advancing. 3-0.
It's now 9-2 for Wiley of Riverview, and now he puts Kreidel over to his back with 10 seconds to go in the third period. That's at 152 pounds. And time's going to run out. There will be near fall points for Wiley. Looks like we also had a fall for Isaiah Pisano. But it's going to be 12-2 at 152 pounds for Wiley of Riverview. That is over Kreidel of Freedom. Again, Wiley of Riverview 12-2.
Underway at 160 pounds on mat three, Stephen Pradania of Mount Pleasant and Nico Zanella of Burrell. Pradana and Zanella underway, no score there. Veasley of Highlands, a 7-0 lead over Borsch of Beaver County Christian. That match, second period. Looks like Veasley, in fact, nearing a fall. And he will get it. Kyron Veasley of Highlands, a fall at 253. That's at 152 pounds.
Time of that fall for Pisano was 52 seconds. And we've got a break in the action. We will have more AAWPIAR wrestling when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris, and over the years, we've helped thousands of groups and organizations raise money to purchase fan uniforms, playground and sports equipment, and more. Call Saris Candies today to see how your group can easily earn money to support your cause. Call 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
Count on JD Enterprises for all your water hauling and construction needs. Filling a swimming pool? Got a big construction project? JD Enterprises should be your next call. With their construction and excavation division, Higgins Hauling, JD Enterprises specializes in concrete work, garages, buildings, decks, and general contracting. Offering unmatched trucking and construction services to the tri-state area, the team at JD Enterprises brings over 30 years of experience in the industry. JD Enterprises in Waynesburg, 724-852-4488.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Back here at Chartiers Valley, we've got a near fall situation. Boom, just like that, a fall for Ryan Solashi at 160 pounds. He's from Frazier. 42 seconds time of the fall for Solashi.
And at that same time, sorry to interrupt you, Mark, Gavin McCray of Freedom, a fall over Eric Kovach of Burgettstown. So McCray a winner, a fall. It looks like that fall was at a minute 58, so at the end of the first period there, McCray a winner over Kovach.
They're going to move 285 down to the auxiliary gym for the round of 16. As action is very fast and furious here, as it usually is in this round of 16. Damon Michaels of Elizabeth Forward at 152, riding and leading Ryan Long of Valley, 6-1. Just under a minute to go, second period, 172 pounds on mat 2. Wyatt Markovich of South Park, Jack Miles of Laurel, no score there. They are just 25 seconds in. Kind of hard to recap because you missed three pins when you recap it. Let's see if we can do that for you. 114-pound round of 16. Musi of Derry, fall 304 over Leininger of Burgettstown. Ely of McGuffey, 4-3 over Shriver of Elwood City. Krasanovic of Avonworth, fall 124 over Thomas of Valley. Thomas of Burrell, fall of 246 over Ferrix of Beaver. Williams of Chartiers Houston, fall 53 seconds over Medich of Hopewell. Medlin of Beth Center, 4-2 over McCagley of Quaker Valley. Collins of West Green fall 5-0-3 over Ketzel of Laurel. And McClure of Bentworth fall 35 seconds over Suber of Highlands.
160 pounds, just to interrupt you real fast. Stephen Pradania of Mount Pleasant, his first 2 points of the match, really the first 2 points of either of them in the match. Pradania now leads 2-0 over Nico Zanella of Burrell. About 30 seconds remains, second period there.
Also just had a fall at 172 pounds. Markovich of South Park, fall at 108 over Miles of Laurel. That's Markovich of South Park at 108. Michaels of Elizabeth Forward still riding and leading 6-1. Actually, they're neutral, he and Ryan Long of Valley. Long hanging onto a leg, but now Michaels gets that leg free with a cross face.
Underway on mat 4. First period nearing a close. Landon Conroy of Albert Gallatin, a 5-0 lead over Bryce Metz of Avonworth. Pradania still leading 2-0 over Nico Zanella. Second period nearing a close there.
Michael's got that takedown. He's up 8-1 with a little over a minute to go in the third period. Mat 2, Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon with a 2-0 lead on Charlie Brinkle of Freedom, and with at least one on, it looks like an arm bar and a one-on-one. Brown is taking Brinkle over to his back. 45 seconds in, Brown close to getting the fall. Right shoulder just barely up. Brinkle trying to keep at least one shoulder off the mat. But he is in a tough spot with a little over a minute to go in the first period. And he'll fight it off and get back over to his stomach. Good job by Brinkle.
Yeah, Conroy feeling good. Second period underway. 8-0 over Bryce Metz of Avonworth. Perdana of Mount Pleasant still a 2-0 lead over Zanella of Burrell. They are on their feet there. 90 seconds remain third period.
Michaels of Elizabeth forward with a fall at 5:35. That's 152 pounds. 5:35. Time of the fall for number 2 seed Damon Michaels of Elizabeth forward. And we've got a cradle for Brown of Bell Vernon on mat 2. 25 seconds left in the first. He has an 8-0 lead over Brinkle of Freedom. And Brinkle breaks the cradle. Brown gets 3, leads 11-0 with 15 seconds to go. Now a 2-on-1 tilt for Brown. Right shoulder still up for Brinkle, although not by much. But he'll fight it off, get back belly down. 3 near fall points make it 14-0, and a 2-point near fall would do it for Brown, but he's not going to get it. He'll go to the second, leading 14-0.
Final at 160 pounds, Landon Conroy of Albert Gallatin, a fall at 3:01 over Bryce Metz of Avonworth, so Conroy a winner there. Happening in the auction right now, 121 pounds, Luca Rosa of Burrell, a 2-0 lead over James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan. They are 30 seconds into the second period there. Number one seed Chris Bargo at 127 pounds, an early 2-0 lead over Nate Harrison of Fort Cherry.
Going to get a technical fall, 15-0 at 2:07 for Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon at 172 pounds. 15-0 at 2:07 for Brown of Bell Vernon over Brinkle of Freedom. Matt won, 160 pounds. Landon Delera of Southmoreland. Takedown against Nate Barkley of Derry. They're out of bounds. 1:01 to go in the first.
Just 10 seconds remaining, third period. Stephen Perdana of Mount Pleasant still leading 2-0 over Nico Zanella of Burrell. They are over-under with each other down on the mat, and they're going to run out of time. The official blows the whistle. Is there a second left, or are they going to call it? I think regardless, Stephen Perdana of Mount Pleasant, a 2-0 win over Nico Zanella at 160 pounds to advance into the quarterfinals.
Ryan Teagarden of McGuffey with a takedown and a couple of near fall points right before he and Jermel Lindsay of Carlinson go out of bounds. So 4-0 for Teagarden of McGuffey.
Over on mat 4, I think we're a near fall opportunity, although he rolls through. Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry, a 7-1 lead over Jake Mundorf of Ligonier Valley. So Welsh off to a good start. Welsh now to a near side cradle. 30 seconds remaining, first period. We'll see if Welsh can finish off a fall here.
Had an escape for Lindsay of Carlinson. Teagarden steps in with a leg and takes him down. So Teagarden now up 6-1. He's up a little high here around the head and trying to spin behind is Lindsay, and he's not only going to do that, he almost went to a cradle. Teagarden smart to just flatten out on his stomach, so he only gave up the reversal. 6-3 for Teagarden, 40 seconds left, first period.
Matt 3, a 2-point takedown for Aaron Edwards of Carlinton. He leads 2-0 over Will Turner of Indiana, first period. Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry still leading 7-1. First period will come to an end there against Jake Mundorf of Ligonier Valley.
And I think I've abandoned any efforts to recap the rest of the way. I've got 3 weight classes behind just here in the main gym and at least one in the aux gym. And the action is just going too fast. We'll try to keep it, particularly the local guys, let you know where they are over in the aux gym in particular. As at the end of 1, Teagarden of McGuffey leads Lindsay of Carlinson 6-3.
Yeah, Welsh of Fort Cherry again leading 7-1 up on his feet with Mundorf of Ligonier Valley. Tried sort of a drop single. Welsh in on it. Mundorf trying to stay off his back. No points awarded yet. But Welsh in a good position. There's a 2-point takedown. Braden Welsh now extends his lead to 9-1. Second period there. Aux Gym update, third period, a minute 15 remaining. James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan in a 2-2 tie with fourth seed Luca Rosa of Burrell. So Delaney with an opportunity in the third period over in the Aux Gym. Welsh of Fort Cherry leading 9-1, looking for some near fall points. He will find them. He has three more. It's 12-1, and he'll pick up some more here as well.
Had an escape for Reed Teagarden of McGuffey, so he is now up 7-3, minute 23 to go in the second period. He is neutral with Jermel Lindsay of Carlinton, and Teagarden quickly in on the left ankle with Lindsay draped over his back, grabbing an ankle as well.
And Braden Welsh has three more near fall points awaiting him, but is close to the fall. About 20 seconds remain, second period there. There's two more, 14-1 now, Welsh leading. And we've got a fall over on mat three at 2 minutes and 37 seconds. It was Will Turner of Indiana over Aaron Edwards of Carlinton. That's at 160 pounds. Turner a fall at 237. And Braden Welsh is a winner. I think it was a technical fall, 17-1. I didn't get a time, however, on that. But Welsh at, I believe, 172 pounds, yes, a winner over Mundorf of Ligonier Valley.
Now 9-4 for Teagarden of McGuffey. 19 seconds to go, second period. There's a couple of other guys in the Ox gym at 121. Mason Wright of Beth Center, a winner by fall of 357 over Parnell of Quaker Valley. Mentioned, I think, earlier, Danny Smith of Burgerstown dropping a 10-0 decision to Beatrice of Derry. They're not yet complete. Robertson of Fort Cherry was a winner by fall in 3 minutes and 13 seconds over Black of Highlands.
Underway on mat 3, Ethan Kenny of Southmoreland trailing 4-1 to number 1 seed Isaac Lisinski of Burrell.
Going to get a final at 160 pounds from mat 1. It's going to be Delara of Southmoreland, a 9-4 winner. Delara of Southmoreland over Barkley of Derry, 9-4. Emmett Wolf, I was just checking on him in the Ox gym. He has not wrestled yet, but he should be coming up soon. Reed Teagarden of McGuffey with a 9-7 lead now. Minute 34 to go in the third period, and Lindsay of Carlinton going to give Teagarden an escape to make it 10-7, and Lindsay in on a leg. Actually, he's trying to spin behind. It's Teagarden who's got a hold of an ankle hanging on, but still a lot of time to go. A minute 15 remaining in the third period. I was a little premature on that Delara victory, but still some time to go in that bout. As Teagarden and Lindsay go out of bounds with a minute 11 to go in the third. Teagarden shoots, doesn't get in deep. Lindsay trying to spin behind. Teagarden with a hold of the right arm, at least for the time being, to prevent that. Lindsay will get the takedown and pull to within one. 10-9 with just under a minute to go. Now we've got blood time for Delaire of Southmoreland on mat one. Check that, it's injury time. Lindsay going to give Teagarden an escape. So 11-9, 46 seconds to go. Teagarden in on the legs. Lindsay sprawling back. Lindsay can tie this with a takedown. Teagarden hanging on to that right ankle. Lindsay trying to spin hard, but that's going to stop things on a potentially dangerous call with 30 seconds to go.
Underway over on mat 4, quick break. Brock Bales of Jefferson Morgan, a 2-0 lead over Aaron Miller, of Beaver. That's just a minute into the first period. Jacob Lahue of Best Center, a 2-1 lead over Aries Henanotes of Quaker Valley.
Teagarden shoots at a double, gets the takedown, and it's a big one because Lindsay had been whittling away at his lead, and Teagarden leads 13-9 with 10 seconds to go. Obviously, had Lindsay gotten that takedown, they would have been tied at 11, but it's going to be a win for Teagarden of McGuffey by a final score of 13-9.
Bales of Jefferson Morgan out to a 4-0 lead, 37 seconds remaining first period there. Again, Lahue of Best Center at 189 pounds, 50 seconds remaining. He's in on a shot. He leads 2-1, I should say, over Haniotes of Quaker Valley.
And it is a final now for Delera of Southmoreland, 9-6 over Barkley of Derry at 160 pounds. Delera 9-6. And Matt 1, 172 pounds, just underway. Jackson Krull of Avonworth, Braden Taggart of Bentworth. Matt 2, just underway, 172 pounds. Noah Lehu of Beth Center. Charles Perkins of Valley. Perkins gets the opening takedown, and they go out of bounds just 15 seconds in.
Bales in control. Just 5 seconds remaining first period. Trying to get some near fall points, walking towards the head with that arm, but he will run out of time. Bales leads 4-1 over Miller. End of one. Lehu of Beth Center now with some near fall points, looking for the fall. Just 10 seconds remaining in that period, first period there. He's got a 4-1 lead, and Jacob Lehu will take a 7-1 lead into the second period over Ari's Haniotes of Quaker Valley.
A couple of back points and at least one arm bar there for Perkins of Valley. So he leads Noah Lehu of Beth Center 4-0, plus back points. May get the fall here. Body perpendicular with a little bit over a minute to go. Looks like Perkins wrapped around the head, and he will get the pin in 1 minute and 5 seconds. That's at 172 pounds, 105. Time of the fall for Charles Perkins, the number two seed at 172 pounds over Noah Lehu of Beth Center.
And almost at the exact same time, it is Jacob Lehu of Beth Center with a fall. He's going to pick that one up at 213. So the other Lehu, was it Jake Lehu? See, I've got too many names in my head right now.
You had Jake, I had Noah.
Jake Lehu with the fall at 2:13.
Matt 1, Braden Taggart of Bentworth, 2-0 lead on Jackson Krull of Avonworth. Their first period has just come to an end, so Taggart with a 2-0 lead there. That's at 172 pounds. At 189 on Matt 1, Slayton Williams of Southside area, Aiden Perry of Hampton. No score there, 30 seconds in. Taggart of Bentworth on the bottom to start his second period.
And before I can even look up at 189 pounds, Jackson Angelo of Frazier, a winner. It was a fall. I will be honest, I did not get a time there, but Jackson Angelo, a winner from Frazier. On Matt 4, Brock Bales of Jefferson Morgan, a 6-1 lead over Aaron Miller of Beaver. That match, 20 seconds remaining, second period. Bales riding on top. Miller appears to be in no rush to get up, so second period lead for Bales should hold into the third.
Escape and takedown for Taggart of Bentworth. He now leads 5-0. Trying to pull the arm across the chest against Krull of Avonworth, but not able to do that just yet, at least not able to turn him over. Minute 18 to go, second period.
Please make sure you're ready to wrestle.
And now Taggart is in position to get a couple of near fall points, but there they are. So he's up 7-0, minute 5 to go in the second. Still scoreless, Williams of Southside, Petrie of Hampton on mat 1. Now Taggart turns Krull over to his back with what looks like a half. 48 seconds to go, second period. Taggart will get the fall in 3 minutes and 14 seconds. That's at 172 pounds. 3:14, time of the fall for Braden Taggart of Bentworth.
Just had a fall at 189 pounds. Brady Brown of Derry, a fall at 47 seconds over Jackson Higgins of Indiana. At 189 pounds, third period underway, Brock Bales of Jefferson Morgan, a 6-1 lead over Aaron Miller, continues to ride. About a minute 25 remaining, third period there.
Matt 1, Vitaly Daniels of Bentworth just underway against Michael Barnfiend of South Allegheny. And Daniels quickly with a takedown, 15 seconds in. 1-0 lead for Williams of Southside on mat 2 over Petrie of Hampton. They're in the second early on. Daniels pulls the left arm down through the legs against Barnfiend.
Bales of Jefferson Morgan called with it a legal move. So he'll lose a point there. I believe the score there should be 6-2. Minute one remaining there, but Bales still in control.
Daniels is going to get the fall. Boy, he just stacked up Barnfiend and is going to get the fall in 55 seconds. That's at 189 pounds. Vitaly Daniels by fall in 54 seconds.
Quick update in the Ox Gym on Matt Six, 127 pounds. Dylan Slovic of Burgettstown, a 3-0 lead over Mike Tabano of Avonworth. So Slovic off to a good start, 3-0 early in the second period there. 215 pounds. Looks like we've got somebody stuck. Luke Boyland of Burl, a fall of Chase Kretzler of Quaker Valley. That comes at 115. So 115, or 115 is the time, 215 the weight class. Fall there for Boyland. Bales of Jefferson Morgan will ride out the remainder of the third period. Brock Bales of Jefferson Morgan, a winner 6-2 at 189 pounds over Aaron Miller of Beaver. Bales now will see Vitaly Daniels in the quarterfinals.
Carlinton coach Matt 3.
Coming up on Matt 4. Aaron Salvini, the number 6 seed at 189 pounds from Fort Cherry, will take on Luke Hollywood of Avonworth.
A couple of guys just went out of bounds hard here in the near corner on Matt 2. Williams of Southside and Petrie of Hampton, and Petrie is shaken up. He does sit up. I'll take a look at him, make sure he's all right.
Out of bounds, Salvini and Hollywood go. Just 20 seconds in, a lot of pushing and shoving on their feet, no score there. Underway on mat 3, or soon to be underway, I should say, Braden Suter of Carlinton and Caden Shannon of Southmoreland coming up. A takedown for Salvini of Fort Cherry. He leads 2-0 against Hollywood.
Mat number 1, 215 pounds, Alex Dush of Montour, Malachi Peak of Beth Center, scoreless 18 seconds in. Petrie, who was shaken up a bit after crashing into the corner, appears to be okay. He trails 1-0. He's on top in the second period against Slayton Williams of Southside.
Salvini of Fort Cherry continuing to ride on top. He leads, official hollering at Hollywood, it appears, to keep himself moving. And Salvini has been in control for the first minute and a half of this period. No score, Suter and Shannon, 215 pounds on mat 3. Slovic of Burgettstown in the auxiliary gym, an 11-0 lead over Tabano of Avonworth. Make that 12-0, just a minute remaining third period in that one.
Again, they have moved 285 to the auxiliary gym.
First period comes to an end. Salvini of Fort Cherry, a 2-0 lead, an early takedown, and rides for the duration of that period. He will start in the down position, leading 2-0 over Luke Hollywood of Avonworth. Shannon and Suter at 2:15, no score there. First period coming to an end.
Emmett Wolf of McGuffey at 121 pounds, a winner by Tech Fall, 15-0. I'm sorry, that's a fall at 147 for Wolf. So he's into the quarterfinals. Again, all the quarterfinals will be here in the main gym. And it won't be long before we get to that.
Yep.
First period going to end for Malachi Peak of Beth Center. He's going to have a 5-0 lead over Dush of Montour. And in the third now at 189 on mat 2, Williams of Southside 3-2 lead over Petrie of Hampton. They are on their feet in the third with just under a minute and a half to go.
Anthony Salvini of Fort Cherry has extended his lead out to 5-0, a reversal, and I believe a penalty point, a stalling point hit against Hollywood. So Salvini up 5-0, now riding on top, trying to break down Hollywood. Good hip control there from Salvini, keeping Hollywood's head buried in the mat. Salvini able to break down Hollywood onto his stomach. Official looking for something from Hollywood as Salvini continues to pressure the upper back. With that left arm, a tight waist, continuing to yell at the wrestlers for some movement. Salvini with that right arm pinned and the tight waist, the tight left arm for a waist. That match under 30 seconds in the second period.
Peak of Beth Center, 1-0 and neutral now with Dush of Montour as they are on their feet. Minute 12 to go, second period. Getting late on mat 2. Williams of Southside leading Petrie of Hampton 3-2. They're on their feet. Williams with a bear hug, and he's going to take Petrie to the mat, get the takedown. That'll put him up 5-2 with 15 seconds left.
Welsh almost able to find some near fall points, and it looks like he will find some. Or Salvini, I should say. My Fort Cherry guys mixed up. Salvini, two more near fall points. He extends his lead out to 7-0 at the end of the second period. So Anthony Salvini in control through two periods against Hollywood of Avonworth.
Going to get a final from mat number 2. 5-2 for Slayton Williams of Southside over Petrie of Hampton. That's 5-2 for Williams of Southside. Peak of Beth Center got called for stalling earlier. Now he gets around behind Dush of Montour but cannot trip him to the mat, and they end up out of bounds with 8 seconds to go in the second period. Still 5-1 there for Peak of Beth Center.
Braden Suter of Carlinton, a 2-0 lead over Caden Shanton of Southmoreland. That match, 30 seconds remaining, second period. Shanton trying to come out the backside. Suter very high with those legs in. So Suter trying to come up onto his legs, trying to shake his head out. He's able to do so. He might have Suter stuck there. Unable to do so, but a two-point reversal for Shanton has tied this match at 2. Anthony Salvini of Fort Cherry has extended his lead out to 9-0. A minute 7 as he and Hollywood go out of bounds.
Just a note in case we hadn't mentioned it, Chris Vargo of Bentworth, top seed at 127, was winner by falling just 13 seconds over Nate Harrison of Fort Cherry. And that's from the auxiliary gym. Lucas Barham, a winner by fall at 238 over there as well at 127 pounds. Dylan Slovic of Burgettstown, also a winner there at 507. So Slovic and Barr will face one another in the quarterfinals, and there was a little action after their match last week at the section tournament.
Looks like over here on mat 1, Justin Beck of Avonworth with a fall.
Yeah, that was in just a minute and 19 seconds for Beck at 215 pounds over McElvey of Hampton. Beck at 119. Back to Malachi Peak of Beth Center. Neutral, still 5-1 in the third with Alex Dush of Montour. Adam McEnany of Jefferson Morgan, David Peters of Greensburg Salem at 215, just underway on mat 2.
Salvini a winner at 189 pounds for Fort Cherry, a 9-0 decision over Luke Hollywood, I should say, of Avonworth. So Salvini a winner there.
McEnany with a quick takedown on Peters of Greensburg-Salem. Final 20 seconds for Malachi Peak of Beth Center. Still neutral, still leading 5-1. That's at 215 pounds.
At 189 pounds on mat for Austin Hoffman of Bell Vernon. Underway, 21 seconds in, no score against Colton Carlson of Laurel.
Pika, Beth Center, got a late takedown. He'll win 7-1 over Dusha Montour at 215 pounds. Peak of Beth Center, 7-1. And we will have more AAWP AR wrestling action when we come back in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Since 2007, 10 Mile has been servicing Greene County and the tri-state area. Certified in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, 10 Mile specializes in road construction, asphalt paving, large excavation, pipeline, utility work, and heavy haul trucking. Proudly serving coal mines and the natural gas industry, and also involved in many municipal projects. And yes, they still do residential paving. So if you're looking for an experienced, proven, highly qualified contractor for your next project, or if you're looking for possible employment, visit 10mile.us or call 724-263-6000.
You want an experienced attorney who will give your case the attention it deserves. Attorney John M. Patricic has been practicing in all aspects of the law for nearly 30 years. Estate probate matters, real estate law, estate planning, divorce, custody, and support. He personally handles every aspect of your case, whether it involves personal injury, local government, or oil and gas issues. With offices in Washington and Bentleyville, look for Attorney John M. Patricic on Facebook and call for a personal consultation. 724-239-2330.
Back here at Chartiers Valley, update you on some action here in progress in the main gym. Colin White of West Greene, 2-1 lead midway through the first period against Lucian Williams of Southside Area. And White goes around the head into a cradle, and he's going to get the takedown to go up 4-1. Now he's going to take Williams over to his back. McEnany of Jeff Morgan still leading 2-0 in his bout over Peters of Greensburg Salem. But White looking to put away Williams of Southside here with 25 seconds to go in the first. Boy, and White, hard to see from here, but man, it looks like he's got the pin. And there it is, yep, at 1 minute and 46 seconds.
Over on that 489 pounds, Colton Carlson of Laurel, a 3-0 lead over Austin Hoffman of Bell Vernon. A minute 10 remaining, second period in that one. In fact, Hoffman in with 2 points of his own, so now 3-2. Hoffman back into that one. James Standish at 215 pounds of Albert Gallatin, a 2-0 lead over Lucas Krieger of Ligonier Valley. That is in the first period stoppage there, and Standish will continue on top.
Adam McEnany of Jefferson Morgan, he was leading 2-0. I watched White finish his off his pin, and McEnany now up 7-0 midway through the second period against David Peters of Greensburg Salem.
Available for warm-up once we start quarterfinals in this gymnasium.
He may hold things up here until all this preliminary round or round of 16 finishes up. And then, again, all the quarterfinals are going to be here in the main gym. They move 285 over to the auxiliary gym for the round of 16.
Standish of Albert Gallatin up to 4-0, his lead. Colton Carlson of Laurel now out to a 4-2 lead, I should say, end of the second period. That's against Austin Hoffman of Bell Vernon. So Hoffman will have the opportunity to choose down, trailing 4-2.
So no action on mat one, using that for warm-ups right now. Mat two is now at the end of two periods. McEnany of Jeff Morgan, 7-0 lead over Peters of Greensburg Salem, and they'll start the third period on their feet.
Inside.
That's at 215 pounds. The one bout remaining at 189. Quite a few not finished yet at 215.
Standage of Albert Gallatin out to a 6-0 lead. Hoffman trailing 4-2, started the third period on the bottom. Still there. Only about 25 seconds in. Official looking for Hoffman to lead a little bit here. Again, trailing. Hoffman gets some clearance there, trying to turn around. But a nice job by Carlson to stay behind and keep him down. Up to his feet as Hoffman. They hit the boundary. Out of bounds. They go 4-2, minute 21 remaining.
Nice ankle pick for Adam McEnany. He takes down David Peters of Greensburg-Salem. McEnany up 9-0 with a minute to go in the third period. Leg in for McEnany and a cross face, but so far not able to turn Peters over.
Hoffman trying side to side, looking for the head, and they are going to get a two-point reversal for Austin Hoffman. He has tied it. Carlson will get the reversal there. Not sure how that happened as Hoffman, I believe, started the period down. There's the reversal. So Hoffman, they're going to give Hoffman the... Regardless, it is 8-2 now. Carlson leads over Hoffman of Bell Vernon. 47 seconds remaining in that third period.
14 seconds to go for Adam McEnany of Jefferson Morgan. A 9-0 lead. And he puts a half in on Peters and turns him over, picks up a couple of near fall points. And now injury time for Peters with just 4 seconds to go in the bout. I believe McEnany got two. He did, so that'll put him up 11-0. Again, only 4 seconds to go there.
Standish of Albert Gallatin has extended his lead out to 9-0 over Krieger of Ligonier Valley. Make that 11-0, a minute 40 remaining. Third period, and that one Standish looks to be in pretty good shape. They have amended the score, which makes me feel like I'm not going crazy. Colton Carlson of Laurel leading 6-4 over Austin Hoffman, which would imply that Hoffman was able to get a reversal, but then Carlson was able to reverse him back. 6-4 the lead. Carlson riding on top, 20 seconds remaining, and we're going to get a stalling call on Carlson. No points awarded. At least that's what it looked like. Perhaps a stalemate. Nevertheless, 23 seconds remaining. 6-4. Carlson of Laurel leading Hoffman of Bell Vernon. Carlson brings him back down to the mat. Hoffman trying to work up to his base. Nice job by Carlson to ride on that right side of Hoffman's body. We're under 10 seconds. Hoffman needs to make a move here. But really just a tight waist from Carlson will hold Hoffman down, and that will be it. Colton Carlson of Laurel, a 6-4 decision over Austin Hoffman of Bell Vernon at 189 pounds.
And Adam McEnany finished off his victory as well, 11-0 over David Peters of Greensburg-Salem. That's at 215 pounds. McEnany 11-0. So right now just about on mat 4. And again, we'll be moving to quarterfinal action before too long.
Over on mat 3, Standish finishing off his work here in this round of 16 match. It'll be a final 13-0. James Standish of Albert Gallatin, a winner, over Lucas Krieger of Ligonier Valley. Standish, your winner, 13-0 to advance into the quarterfinals.
Not for a specified time, but until the other 285-pound bouts that are up and on deck in the auxiliary gym.
Just making an announcement here. So they are going to wait at least a little bit here before we start the quarterfinals, because there are still some 285-pound bouts in progress down in the auxiliary gym. Might get us a chance to get some recapping done for you.
Yeah, quick little side note, 285 on mat 5 in the auxiliary gym. Joe Wilson of Wash High, a 14-1 lead over Nate Glock of Hampton. That match is in the third period. And a first period takedown for Joseph Baronic of Burgettstown. He's leading 2-0 over Aiden Cunn of Burrell. So Baronic a 2-0 lead early in the first. Wilson a 14-1 lead late in the third.
All right, so we are complete, at least here in the main gym. We'll take a short break here, and then we'll I'll have Greg keep an eye on the two bouts involving local guys in the auxiliary gym. And in the meantime, I'll try to get some recapping done for you as well. So we'll do all of that when we come back in just a couple of minutes here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Nobody wants to be involved in an accident or breakdown on the road. But if it happens to you, call the local company that cares. McAdoo's Towing and Crane has been family-owned and operated since 1965. They offer 24-hour towing, recovery, and hauling service for all size vehicles. And with a 15-crane fleet, McAdoo's can handle those situations where you just need a lift. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Back here at Chartres Valley again, we're going to try to keep an eye on a couple of bouts involving local guys in the auxiliary gym. And I've got a whole lot of recapping to do here, which we can do now because there's no action going on in the main gym. Greg, update us first before we do that.
Let me give you one quick update. 50 seconds and counting remaining second period. Joseph Baronic of Burgettstown, a 3-0 lead over Aiden Cunn of Burrell. So Baronic, a 3-0 lead over halfway through the second period at 285 pounds.
And this is going to be a little disjointed, so we apologize for that. But results from the auxiliary gym at 121 and 127. At 121 pounds, Bonai of Central Valley falling 49 seconds over Johnson of Neighborhood Academy. Beatrice of Derry, 10-0 over Smith of Burgettstown. Esposito of Montour fall at 421 over Crow of Knock. Rosa of Burrell, 6-4 over Delaney of Jefferson Morgan. Wright of Beth Center fall at 357 over Parnell of Quaker Valley. Robertson of Fort Cherry fall at 313 over Black of Highlands. Allen of Elwood City falling 35 seconds over Garda of Keystone Oaks. And Wolf of McGuffey fall at 147 over Henley of Freedom. 127 pounds. Vargo of Bentworth falling 13 seconds over Harrison of Fort Cherry. Kim of Derry, 3-1 over Wagner of Keystone Oaks. Lindsay of Central Valley fall at 126 over Selassie of Fraser. Bertucci of Burrell fall at 131 over Kirk of South Park. Barr of McGuffey fall at 238 over Campbell of Hampton. Slovak of Burgettstown fall at 507 over Tabano of Avonworth. Chacon of Montour fall at 248 over McClure of Elwood City. And Fenella of Indiana falling 45 seconds over Chabotoni of Carlinton.
I think I can jump on this one for you to give you a break. 133-pound Jack Cazales, a winner, a fall at 29 seconds over Nuttall of Derry. Garen McDonald, I don't have a score on this, but a winner over Seth Burns of West Green. Dustin Kerr, a fall over Vincent Boris of Hopewell at 133. Carter Putt of Indiana, a 7-0 decision over Garrett Newman of McGuffey. Anthony Orlandini of Montour, a fall at 330 over Josue Martinez. Tyler Clark, a fall at 145 over Nathan Naspinski of South Allegheny. Caleb Patton, a 4-2 win over Jake Stewart of Burrell, and Parker Senapal, a fall at 131 over Caden Millward of Freedom.
All right, let's go to 139 pounds. Hornack of Burrell falling 55 seconds over Reynolds of Freedom. Abzarov of Montour, 4-3 over Bonus of McGuffey. Burford of Highlands, his 100th career win by fall over Mains of South Allegheny in 142. Dana of Quaker Valley, 11-6 over Mulhern of Ligonier Valley. Boyer of Elizabeth Forward fall at 109 over Obel Doble of Hopewell. Waitman of Belvernon fall at 127 over Blystone of Indiana. Longhigh of Mount Pleasant fall at 128 over Go of Southside. And Sweka of Burgettstown a fall at 318 over Linderman of Valley. At 145 pounds, this is all round of 16 action. Paclembo of Mount Pleasant fall in 37 seconds over Casado of Southside. Diemert of Quaker Valley, 6-4 over Lehew of Knock. Smith of Montour, tech fall over Young of Greensburg-Salem, 17-0 the score, 4:19 the time. Lilly of Elwood City pins Noyes of Burgettstown at 4:56. I did not have to look this one up at 145 pounds for Ivsic.
Ivsic got a fall. It was quick, but I'm not sure of the time of it.
46 seconds. That was over Roniker of Blackhawk. Doppelhauer of Belvernon fall at 134 over Bauknight of Hopewell. Zanella of Burrell fall at 311 over Velasars of Avonworth. And Horwat of Derry a fall at 228 over Snyder of Indiana.
Like to, I can. Brown, a winner. A fall in 55 seconds over Hathaway of Jefferson Morgan. Cthulhu of Burrell, a tech fall 21-5 over Thompson of Beaver. Wiley of Riverview, a 12-2 winner over Creedle of Freedom. Richie, a fall in a minute 14 over Moore of Laurel. Shawless of Mount Pleasant, a fall in 101 over Brandle of Montour. Beasley, a fall in 253 over Borsch of Beaver County Christian. Danner, a 3-0 decision over Hollis of Southmoreland. And Michaels of Elizabeth Forward, a fall in 535 over Long of Valley.
And let's check the bouts over there in the auxiliary gym, because we had a couple of guys going there.
Yep.
And, before we do any further recapping,
I know Baronic was a winner of Burgettstown. He was a 5-0 winner, a fall at 4:51 over Cun of Burrell. So Baronic a winner there. Other local guys still ongoing, it looks like. Sisler of Jefferson Morgan and Cunningham of South Park. Don't have a time at that moment. Pitzer of Mount Pleasant, a winner. Trying to see if, again, Baronic was the one match we were following, as well as Wilson of Wash High. Wilson, a 14-1 winner over Glock of Hampton.
So let's pick up, let me recap here some of these last few weight classes. 160 pounds, Pisano of Hopewell falling 52 seconds over Miller of Greensburg-Salem. Perdina of Mount Pleasant, 2-0 over Zanella of Burrell. Dallara of Southmoreland, 9-6 over Barkley of Derry. Turner of Indiana fall at 257 over Edwards of Carleton. Cremelli of Jeff Morgan fall at 129 over Wren of Hampton. McCray of Freedom fall at 158 over Kovach of Burgettstown. Conroy of Albert Gallatin fall at 301 over Metz of Avonworth. And Selassie of Fraser fall in 42 seconds over Willis of Laurel. Going to be getting to the quarterfinals here momentarily, so quickly at 172. Lisinski of Burrell fall at 112 over Kenny of Southmoreland. Markovich of South Park fall at 108 over Miles of Laurel. Taggart of Bentworth fall at 314 over Cruel of Avonworth. Welsh of Fort Cherry fall at 350, or 16-1 tech fall at 351 over Mundorf of Ligonier Valley. Brown of Belvernon tech fall over Brinkle of Freedom 15-0 at 207. Teagarden of McGuffey 13-9 over Lindsay of Carleton. Fenella of Indiana fall in 53 seconds over Guza of Hopewell. And Perkins of Valley fall at 105 over Noah Lehew of Beth Center. At 189, Daniels of Bentworth fall in 54 seconds over Barnfiend of South Allegheny. Bales of Jefferson Morgan. 6-2 over Miller of Beaver. Williams of Southside, 5-2 over Petrie of Hampton. Lehew of Beth Center, that's Jacob Lehew, fall to 2-13 over Haniotis of Quaker Valley. Angelo of Frazier fall 17 seconds over Shank of Burrell. Salvini of Fort Cherry, 9-0 over Hollywood of Avonworth. Carlson of Laurel, 6-4 over Hoffman of Bel Vernon. And Brown of Derry falling 47 seconds over Higgins of Indiana.